Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. You know, this past weekend, we celebrated Independence Day. When our eyes and our hearts are turned to graveyards filled with those interred who lost their lives on the battlefield, I can hear the words strongly from Isaiah chapter 11, beginning of verse 6. It says, "The wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child will play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put its hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all by my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea." And you know, maybe when you hear that, you think as I do, God, make it soon. We have been through this battle for so long, it seems. We've battled enough in the darkness of our souls, from the brokenness of our lives, hating ourselves for the things that bring pain to ourselves and those around us that we love so much. I feel that we've battled enough in families where the deepest pain is felt from harsh verbal attack and broken promises. We battled enough in our communities that believe the worst about our neighbor and look for the worst even worse. We've battled enough in churches where personal power attempts to usurp the power of God's grace and mercy for which churches truly exist. And we've battled enough in our country that fights over pieces of the pie where there is a feast great enough for all of us to share. We've battled enough over trivial things so that we don't have to confront the deeper, more frightening things of life. We've battled enough in our world seeking to dominate others rather than embrace them. We've even battled enough driven by the arrogance that we are certain of our rightness, and others who do not see our way or live like us, they must be wrong, right? We've battled enough against you, God, and your desire to shepherd us to green pastures and still waters, and prodigally, we just keep wandering away. God, make it soon. Make it so soon. We've battled enough. My word for this day, as we are kind of headed into another week in the middle of it, Lord, even so, come, Lord Jesus. I trust that you're having a great week and that you'll have a great week yet to come. And may you experience God's grace and God's peace in your life today. My friend, he is good. He is so good. And he desires that you have a life in which you can stop and step away from the battle and truly rest in his peace, rest in the grace and the mercy that he offers, rest in his goodness and his kindness, rest in him. So my friend, on this day, may the Lord go before you and make a way and make your crooked path straight, and maybe go within you and bring you peace and joy, fulfillment and contentment. And in days that are difficult, that might be today for you, may come behind you and pick you up and carry you around, not around, but through the middle of your problem, only to set you down victoriously and wipe away your tears and kiss you on the forehead and wrap his loving arms around you so that he might say and you might hear, "My child, I love you." God bless you, friend, and thanks for joining me on another weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day!